honor the law.
Got a mouthpiece, eh?
No, we ain't no mouthpiece. But me stepdad's name happens to be Red Rafferty, see?
Yeah, they've been looking for that guy for years. Oh, so you're Red Rafferty, kid.
I certainly am. And he'll see that you smugs don't keep me in no tank. I'm from New York.
Well, you're a long ways from home, sonny.
Oh, yeah, but not for long.
All right, now, none of your lip. Into the patrol car with you. Let her go, George. You got your load.
Hey, a big step that ain't done
yet. One voyage.
New York, huh? Check his fingerprints, Benton, and see what kind of a police record he's got.
I'll bet it's a corker.
Come on back to 35. We got to get some gas and get back on.
The change, sir. $15, $25, $50, $1. Thank you, sir. Hello, Red Reef Cafe. How late do we open? All night, sir. Anytime, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir, but there's 2 cents sales tax. Thank you. Oh, good evening, Mr. Benton. How's the coffee, Mr. Stevens?
How is it? Plenty hot. Hey, Benton, isn't Kemp going to eat with us?
Yeah, if he ever gets in here. Still worried over that guy he saw this morning in the park. He's outside now talking with Frank Bradley. You know Frank on the fugitive squad?
Yeah. Oh, here comes Kemp now.
What did Bradley have to say, Kemp?
Oh, nothing much. He told me to come up and look over his files the first chance I got. He thought I might recognize the guy's photograph.
What guy?
The mug in the park I just told you about. That face seems to haunt him.
Listen, pick one mug out of 10 million pictures? A month's job. Boys, I got a hotter proposition. Something has dropped right in my lap. You know that kid, the one you fellas arrested the other day? The kid who boasted his stepfather was Red Rafferty?
Yeah? What about him?
When the kid was in the county jail a couple of months ago.
Oh, arrested before. I thought so.
I checked his mail.
You did? And what did you find out?
Instead of communicating directly with his relatives, the kid was entrusting his messages to a go-between. So I shadowed the fella.
Well?
A few days before this, the kid was let out on probation.
Oh, you mean just before we arrested him?
Right. I pulled a boner, and the kid and his go-between got wise to me.
Then what happened?
All communication stopped. But don't you see, with this new arrest of the kid, I got another chance. That's where you two come in.
Oh. We come in.
If I get a fresh lineup on Rafferty, I can't handle the arrest alone. I'll have to have police help.
Meaning us?
Yeah. The kid will probably lay low for a few days, see? Then he's bound to try to contact his family again to let him know he's in jail. Get it?
But listen, Stevens. Why are you so interested in Red Rafferty?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. What's the gag?
$5,000? That's the gag.
Oh.
Wait. Listen to this. I got the dope here in my wallet. Here it is. Joseph Red Rafferty. Bank robbery, kidnapping, and murder. Reward, 5,000 buccarinos.
Wow. $5,000.
Age 38. Height, 5 feet 8 inches. Weight, 155 pounds. Red hair, blue eyes. 1-inch scar at base of right hand. 1/2-inch scar left upper lip. Wanted in New York. If arrested, hold and wire C.M. Riley. Chief of Detectives, Police Department, New York City, New York. And there, boys, is the photograph of Mr. Rafferty.
A harmless-looking mug.
Yeah, let's see.
Here it is.
Why, I'm a...
You're a what?
What's the matter, Kemp?
That's him. That's the guy.
What guy?
The mug in this picture.
Well, what about him?
He's the guy I saw this morning in the park. As sure as I'm sitting here, that man was Red Rafferty.
Uh-oh, up and stepping, boys.
Here comes that spy.
Right, Benton?
Yes. Thanks, Kemp.
Hey. Have you seen Larry Stevens lately?
No, but he telephoned me yesterday. And that's the first time he's phoned since we got the tip on Rafferty.
Oh, nearly 2 weeks ago. But what about the kid?
Stevens is still checking his mail. The kid has been sending letters to a Mrs. F. Thompson. Larry seemed to think that it was a hot lead, but you never can tell.
Well, I'm afraid we'd better kiss that $5,000 goodbye.
I don't know. Stevens is a regular bulldog. He may surprise us.
Maybe.
That'll be us. Down the block here a ways.
There. That must be the Layton, don't you think?
Yeah. Better get your flash and look at the number.
Yep. 1945. Yeah, and there's the name over the entrance. Layton Apartment. Come on. Who's that? Steven?
Yep. Yours too.
What's the idea?
I put in the call for you, fella. You did. I got a new lineup on that Mrs. Thompson, and I'm positive she's the kid's mother.
Takes her to these apartments?
Yeah. She's living here as a lady with her husband. Does her marketing only at night. She's out now. I saw her leave just a few minutes ago. We'd better make it snappy and nab Mr. Red Rafferty, alias Mr. F. Thompson, before the woman gets back.
Come on, then.
Well, we better call headquarters for help. This Rafferty's a tough monkey.
Listen, Benton, we haven't got time.
I know, but you...
No, but...
With the manager?
No, I had to wait till you got here.
Then you haven't checked on Red's photo.
No, we'll do that now.
Well, here's the manager's apartment.
Good evening. What can I do for... Oh, police officer.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry to disturb you. We're on the trail of an escaped convict.
Good gracious.
Had a tip that he was living in one of your apartments.
Oh, dear, it's at the lighting.
This is the man's picture. Well, have you anyone of that description living here?
Why, blimey, that photograph looks exactly like Mr. Thompson in apartment 810.
Thanks. It looks like we're in luck.
Where's the elevator?
To your left.
Get in the manager's apartment.
Yeah, what's
quick.
The idea? Well, what
here comes Rafferty's wife, and she mustn't see those police uniforms.
In the other room. Oh, good evening, Mr. Thompson. You're back early. Not much marketing to do. Yes,
but I forget
my
he would have to come
back. Well, we'd better strike anyway.
Come on.
Yeah.
She's gone on upstairs. How about a passkey at 810, miss?
Here's one that'll unlock it. Oh, but do treat Mrs. Thompson kindly. She seems like such a timid little thing.
Unpleasant work, ma'am, but it's got to be done.
All right, boys. Into the elevator.
All right. Eight floors. Must be on the top.
Sure. It is.
Yeah, here we are, 8th floor. Let's see. 807, 808, 809. Here. And just take a look through the keyhole. A break for us. There's no key in the lock.
Can you see anything, Benton?
Rafferty's in there, all right. He's sitting there reading in his shirt sleeves.
I hope he hasn't got his gas.
Can I slip the pass key into the lock?
Go ahead.
The door's bolted from the inside. What do we do?
Might as well let him know we're here.
Yeah.
Well, hurry up, or the market will be closed.
All right, I'm so sick of this.
Friday night. Why don't you give yourself up, serve your term, and then we can be together again?
Yeah? Why are you so anxious for that?
Nothing. I'm just tired of this horrible suspense.
Yeah. What are you trying to do? Get rid of me? Say, are you falling for some other guy?
Oh, don't be a fool, Max.
Yeah? Maybe I ain't such a fool as you think I am. Listen, you little tramp. You ever try to give me to run around? I'll kill you.
We better get in there. Come on.
Come on, open in the name of the law.
No time for that. Let's break it in.
Ah! Are you dead, Tunnel? Cross me. You're talking in the
hand. I didn't.
Hold together now, boys.
Let me go.
The window. He's on the window ledge. Don't let him get away. Let him have it. Ah, he's lost his footing. He's fallen.
Yeah. Yep. And it's 8 stories to the street. And it's curtain for Mr. Joseph Red Rafferty.
Calling all cars. Stand by for special announcement.
Honor the law.